July. I don't know if, I mean, people in Oneonta maybe heard the news. Rome, New York had a literal tornado. It was 1 mile per hour away from an F3. So to me, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was so wild. I never knew the way like a tornado worked, where it like popped down and then popped back up and then like kind of just peppered around the area, like hitting things.
Mm.
And the store I work at was like a direct hit. And it was wild. Like, we had been having some tornado warnings around that time, like not even just that day. And it's always like, nothing happens.
It's never
like,
serious.
We'll just get a cool storm. I like a storm.
Yeah.
I still do. But that day, we had a tornado warning that was rescinded, and then it was reinstated. And we were just kind of like looking at the sky. It was getting darker, but we were like, okay, I don't know what's happening here. Just thought it was going to be a regular storm. And then all of a sudden, the doors, our front doors, were swinging open. And it's like a steel plate glass, like it's a heavy door, you have to kind of yank on it. So I'm like, that is abnormal. So I go out to start shutting them, and I'm having trouble keeping them shut. So I'm like, okay. It was me and my coworker, and I was like, Jenny, you got to get your keys, we need to shut this now. So we locked the door, and from the time it took us to walk from the front of the building to the register, the lights were out, our ears popped, which that's something I forgot until I was recounting the story like that night or whatever. Somebody asked, could you hear could you feel the pressure change? And I was like, oh my gosh, my ears popped. It was crazy. And then it was just complete darkness, 3 p.m., couldn't see a thing. And, like, without sight, your other senses are so heightened, and I could just smell tree. All I could smell was tree in the store, and I could hear water pouring into the building. And like, I had never been through a tornado, but I knew, like, okay, this is for real. That's what is happening right now. It was unmistakable. Like, it was a big event.
Did you hear, you know how they say it sounds like a train? Did you hear that?
I couldn't hear it, but when I was looking out the door, as I was like standing in the front, you could see like circular motion of air. Like, you could see something is brewing right outside. And no glass broke or anything. Like, amazingly, we didn't get hurt. We were on the top floor. I mean, top floor. It's a one floor and a basement. We were not in the basement. We did not have time to get to the basement. And by the time everything was done, it was like 10, 20 seconds. And it was so destructive. There was stuff falling in the stairwell. And our HVAC unit was in the road, blocking the front entrance. So we're like, okay, we need to wait for things to stop falling in the stairwell so we can get out of here. And I didn't even think about my car, but my car had a window blown out. It's like every panel of it has damage, but she's still going. I love her so much. I have a black door with a blue car. Like, people are going to tag my car around town and be like, that is, I don't know about her.
That is so, I remember when that happened, I was so shocked because we all get excited about storms here. And every time there's a tornado warning, we're like, yeah, right. We live in Central New York. Mm-hmm. And I have been very humbled by this. Cause
me too.
I mean, I just never knew we could have a storm like that.
It was so bad. We're still in a temporary store. Our store won't be open for a full year after 10, 20 seconds of damage, and we will not be in the store for another
year. That's crazy. But so, you got a little time off from work.
Yeah, we got basically the summer off because there was nowhere to report to.
So you had time to like
hang out
to heal your trauma.
Yeah, heal my trauma. My sister's I almost said grad party. Bachelorette party was like 2 days later, so I could get out of town. Yeah, it was wild.
I'm glad you're alive. I'm very grateful you're alive.
Let's hope never again.
Yeah. But take those warnings seriously. Yeah. Even if you live here, we're not immune. Let this be a lesson
for real
to all of you.
Crazy, crazy. But anyway, immediately after that happened, I listened to this song on repeat because it's just like a little, it's like you took a little calming pill and you're sent on your way. And yeah, I hope it does that for you too. So stick around.
find me a lane to drive through in a Halloween costume. I'm an astronaut without you. We're twisting our way to the back of the bar. You're locking the door, falling into the star. Stripping you down to your jewelry. You're breaking the rules just for me. What a life under big stars and a good woman in charge. Got me falling in, got me falling in hard. Moments we can't fake. Yes, the angels never leak the expiration days. So come on, baby, let's do this right. I think I like falling in love in the bar bedroom light. I won't question it.
Hello, hello. You're listening to WONY, Red Dragon Radio. That was Washing Machine Heart. Thank you. By Mitski. I don't know if it was just Washing Machine or Washing Machine Heart.
So good. That's a song I discovered on TikTok.
As we do now.
So people say that it's to plane crashes a lot. For me, it was to boats sinking. So hopefully it's not a bad luck song because it's so good. I can't not listen to it. It's in my head all the time. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it's not that. But we were talking before about Severance, the show sweeping the nation. And spoilers ahead, if you've not seen Severance.
Be careful.
Don't listen.
We're going to talk freely and passionately.
So I have a hot take.
I want to hear it.
About the season finale of season two. It ends with our lovely Adam Scott running with Helena, I don't know. But the song they picked is like, doodle doodle flowers, doodle hours. And I'm like, what are we listening to? Like, if that had been a different song, I would have felt differently about, like, I feel so passionately that I would have felt differently about the ending of the show, of that season. I was a music industry student. We would talk about this stuff in class a lot. How music can impact a show or like the absence of music. Mm-hmm. Like I remember there was a Breaking Bad episode that had no theme at the end and you were just like sitting with your feelings and like that was so powerful. But this song about flowers, I don't know what the hidden meaning is, but it felt like Ben Stiller being like, some people are going to be unhappy with this ending. And this song is going to just slap them in the face about it. Because imagine that song we just heard. Imagine that Mitski song. They're running through the halls. They don't know what's ahead. Like, that song is eerie. It's like, what's going to happen?
And also, that scene is so devastating.
Yes. Because like, I wanted him to leave so bad.
I know. Because you see, like, it's so devastating because you just get one, like, minute of a reunion between Mark and Gemma. And it's, like, literally you've been building to that moment for both seasons, pretty much. And you get it for a second, and then they have to run, and then that happens. And you don't even know if, like, does she even know that he has an innie? So does she think that he's just, like, leaving her for another woman? I don't know. But it's so her banging on the door and screaming, Mark! And then them running down the hall. I mean, it was, like, it was gorgeous. Yeah. Yes. But I see, like, it could have been even more powerful with different music.
I think it could
music.
Have been elevated.
Yeah, I understand.
I think Ben Stiller was sitting back in his chair, smirking at all of his viewership.
He knew we were going to be upset.
I'm upset.
I know. I mean, the last episode was incredible, but it, like, really, I had to stand up and just take a few laps around the living room, like, with my hands behind my head, like I had just finished a run or something. I was sweating the whole episode. It was so tense that it was, like, not even fun. It wasn't fun. Do you know what I mean? When shows are... But that's...
And I couldn't sleep that night. No. I had a really hard time getting to bed.
And it's not like it's bad. To me, that's the mark of a good show. If it emotionally affects me so much that I'm, like, literally not enjoying myself. Like, the movie Uncut Gems is such a good movie, but you, like, hate your life the whole time you're watching that movie.
That's like Game of Thrones, too. I thought it was obviously a brilliant show.
Yeah.
It made me feel so bad.
Like, sick to your stomach.
Yeah. They just insert things you cannot fathom. You're like, no way that's going to happen. And they're like, it's going to happen, and it's going to be so bad. Yeah. It's going to be so much worse than you could have imagined. And you're just watching in awe, and you're like, why do I do this to
myself? We can't look away.
No.
But this last season of Severance, I didn't anticipate this storyline about, like, the innies versus the outies having such a different interest. But now I'm like, oh, of course they
it
do.
Makes sense,
but I just didn't. That wasn't something I was thinking of. I was thinking, like, they kind of have to have the same interest because everyone hates Lumen. But also the innies like depend on Lumen for their existence at the same right. time. So they hate them, but also without them, they wouldn't exist. Right. It's just such a conundrum. And I don't know who you root for, because I was really feeling for the Audi Mark, because I'm thinking, like, what if I lost my spouse like that? And just how and then I find out he's alive. Like, yeah. So you're kind of rooting for him. But then he was being a little bit of a jerk, I think, to any Mark. He's like being kind of condescending
him. What is this guy talking about?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, you have a little crush. That's cute. And any Mark is like, this is my life, though. This has been my whole life. Like, I'm a person.
That was the wrong thing to say.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I don't know how everybody, I don't think everybody can win. I don't know how, in what world that would work.
No.
But what a great way to set up for the last season, though.
Is it the last
season? Oh, I don't know. That's wishful thinking, because I get really sad when shows take it too far and then they fizzle out instead of end on a bang. Like Breaking Bad, that ended on a bang. It was perfect. Was it 4 seasons? I don't remember.
I think it was longer.
Maybe it was longer, but they didn't. It could have probably gone on for longer, but it shouldn't have, in my opinion.
No, that was perfect.
So I hope Severance does this. I hope they're not like, this is a cash cow now that everybody and their mother is watching it, and let's just milk it for 10 years. I don't think they're going to do that. I think maybe there will be like one or two more, and then they'll call it a day, is what
I hope. I'd be pleased with that.
I'd be pleased. Ben Stiller, if you're listening.
Beyonce's listening. Ben Stiller's listening.
They did film an episode in Utica where we hail from at the train station. It was
that
very cool.
That was so cool.
It was really cool.
That was
really so cool. Maybe Ben Stiller is
He's
aware.
He's definitely tuning in.
Yeah.
He's familiar.
What is next?
Do you want to play? Okay, so we go play an upbeat song. This song is from... What is... I can't think of the name right now. I can't think of it. But we'll come back and talk about it. But it's a movie Justin Long is in. It's a recent one. It starts with a B. It's one word. It was a horror movie, but also kind of funny.
Oh.
About Airbnb.
Oh.
What is it?
The thing is happening where when one person forgets something, it makes the other person forget
You're
it.
Never gonna
I almost said Bewitched.
I'm yeah, like it is. Beetlejuice. It's clearly not that.
It is. Someone's listening and they're screaming the name of it.
It's probably Julia.
We'll come back and we'll tell you, because I don't remember either.
This song is in that movie, and Justin Long is listening to it in his like convertible, and I'm like, I know this song. How cool.
Justin Long also. If you're listening, love him.
Too, yeah.
We just watched Jeepers Creepers for the first time in a really long time with Justin Long, and it was incredible. It's Barbarian. I had to
there
look it up.
You
it's
go.
Barbarian.
Yeah.
So good.
So good. He's like kind of like not a great guy in that movie, but
that's okay. We love him.
But yeah, I was very excited to hear the song. Becca also loves this artist because he did Season of the Witch.
Yes.
So stay tuned for a fun one. Get ready. Bye.
Better get into what you got to get into. Better get into it now, no slacking, please. United Nations ain't really united. And the Rickety-dickety, mongoose is gone. Rickety-dickety, mongoose is gone. Won't be coming around for to kill you, snake, no more, my love. Rickety-dickety, mongoose is gone. Everybody who read the Jungle Book and know the rickety-dickety is a mongoose who kills snakes. When I was a young man, I was led to believe there were organizations to kill my snakes for me. I.e. the church, i.e. the government, i.e. school. But when I got a little older, I learned how to kill myself. I said I need to get a rickety-dickety, mongoose is gone. Rickety-dickety, mongoose is gone. Won't be coming around for to kill you, snake, no more, my love.
looking for. Well, I know what I'm looking for, but I just can't find it. I guess I gotta look inside of myself some more. Oh, 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 inside of myself some more. Come on now.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio. That was Stillness is the Move by Dirty Projectors. Such a good one.
Such a good
one. Dirty Projectors are amazing. Those ladies, I don't know how they do it, what they do.
I think the ladies are different now in the band, but they're they sound the same.
Yeah,
they sound like equally talented ladies.
Well, where are these ladies?
Well, the one lady, Amber Coffin, she does solo stuff.
Oh.
She also did a song with,
The dementia's already setting in for us.
It's a band like Girl Talk, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay. I don't know.
She's so talented.
Okay, good. I'm glad she's well.
She's doing music.
Okay, that's
but
really
I don't
good.
Know about the others.
They're incredible. I don't know how they do that thing with their voices. It's like magic.
You could, I bet.
Oh, my God. Just stop.
She can do it.
Stop.
All right. Well, we would be remiss if we didn't make a sad little dedication on this show. We're going to play a Radiohead song next. Becca's just getting into Radiohead, and mm-hmm. she loves this song. I'm so happy about mm-hmm. it. Our buddy Justin Sestra Sigma, that was his nickname that he gave to himself. God bless him. He was an avid Radiohead person. Back when we had our show and I had a show, we had separate shows for a bit. He would listen on Thursdays and say, he would just be like, Jess, I'm listening. And I would know that that means I have to play a Radiohead song for him. And he always wanted to hear exit music for a film, which is like the most depressing Radiohead song. So we're definitely not going to play that. I can't listen to that one.
No.
It's too depressing.
We don't want to bum you guys out like that much.
No. But yeah, we lost him last year. Very sad. Very shouldn't happen. So... Check up on your people. Tell them you love them. And this one is for Sigma. We love you. And hope you hear it wherever you are. Bye.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plant. That you bought from a rubber man in a town full of rubber plants to get rid of itself. The world's around. It was me out.
it wears me out. And if I could be who you wanted, if I could be who you wanted all the time, all the time.
Hello, hello. That was Sleeping Lessons by The Shins. You're listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio Alumni Weekend, and we are almost at the end of our journey today, which is
so sad. It goes by so fast.
It does go by so fast. Although we've heard a rumor that there may be some opportunities for other alumni guest shows.
Spots. I would love that.
We're into it. We don't know the details, but you might hear us again sooner than a whole year from now.
Oh, that would be so exciting.
I know. Anything else that we want to say before we play our last few songs and end this lovely time? I think we've said a lot.
We've said a lot. We've said enough.
We've given you a lot to think about. Tornadoes, severance, aging.
School.
We're going to play some Taking Back Sunday next. We're going to play the song You're So Last Summer, which is such a good... This is like a even more of a throwback than college. The Shins is kind of a far throwback, too.
I was obsessed with Taking Back Sunday when I was like, I don't know, 2007, maybe?
It was like middle school.
Yeah, no, I was fully in love with Adam Lazara. I thought he was the hottest thing I've ever
seen.
He's
a gorgeous man.
He aged pretty well. They're still touring.
We saw them.
We saw them on my birthday one year for an anniversary show.
That was awesome.
So fun. Even if they don't sound like album perfect anymore.
It was really fun.
It was so fun.
It was right before COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2019.
It was like one of the last, maybe the last concert I went to before that.
Yeah.
One of the last.
The last thing I did before COVID was, we went to the movies right before. We saw The Hunt. Do you remember that?
That's a really good movie.
Yeah. And then we saw Louis Anderson doing a talk at, like, a church, I think. It wasn't, like, a church talk, but that was the venue in Saratoga. And he's since passed, but he was Christine in Baskets. He was the mom. He was so funny.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he died.
Oh, rest in peace.
But during the talk, he talked about how so many people he loves have died. Like, he was weepy, kind of. His stories were really nice, but I just feel like people were waiting on him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a nice,
that is nice,
silver lining. But he was the greatest. But that was, like, March 13th, mm-hmm, and then everything happened.
Mm-hmm. I think the last thing I saw was Rent. They came to Rent was happening in Utica, and it was awesome. And I went with my mom, and it was a great time. I love Rent. Jess is lucky that I don't make her play musical theater. That's my other side, is that I'm really into musical theater, but we keep that separate. It's not everybody's cup of tea. That's fine. But if you want to talk to me about musical theater, we can talk all day
in depth. Please.
I'll give you a performance. Well, let's play some Taking Back Sunday and go down memory lane. And then we're going to play All My Friends
by LCD Sound System. That song is so special to me. I feel like we loved that song in, like, high school. Mm-hmm. And high school was, like, the best years of my... Like, mm-hmm, that was a great time, mm-hmm, in life.
Yeah, and we're still... It's nice because we're still friends with a lot of those, mm-hmm, friends. And it's been very special, I feel like, to transition into adulthood and see people, like, get married and people die and people have kids and go through those life things and still have the same kind of core group of friends. I feel like we're very lucky.
And our group of friends is the best.
Yeah.
Because who else is so excited to come to a two-year-old's birthday and shut that down? Like, they are the best.
We had a great time.
It was so fun.
I know. It was
and
so
Graham
fun.
And Graham had so much fun.
I know.
My little boy.
He's two. I can't believe it.
I can't
but
either.
It's crazy. Yeah, these people, we were like in 10.